triple the dancers, triple the fun. Tonight, we didn't just see couples dance, but we also saw some former all-stars and trios hit the dance floor. Who was our favorite and who went home? You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love your sound effects for the day.
That's right. I got you on a sound effect. That is me.
All right. We have so much to talk about. Double the dances. We got trios. We got couples. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We're talking all things Dancing with the Stars. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter, @Morgan_Ouellette. If you want to get fancy, follow me on Instagram. It's @MorganLeeOuellette. Hey, I want my username back. All right, and we have Tara joining us back again.
Happy to be back.
We are so happy to have you back.
Hi, girl. Hi.
Yay.
You can find me on all social media outlets at Tara Tenor.
Amazing. So exciting. So exciting. I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. At TIEGEDP. Thought I should break it down for you. Also, we are already in the group chat, so thank you so much for getting involved and joining in the conversation. You guys are honestly so great, and we love reading your comments every week, so thank you. You're the bomb. So happy to talk everything Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Yay. Oh, and I... And I am Carla Renata on all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we have so much to talk about. So let's just start at the top. So we started with individual dances, so we'll go through all those. We had Tio and Cheryl with the Charleston. I'm going to let you guys take it, starting off with this one. Who wants to take a dig at this one?
Want to dig it?
Okay. I'll go first.
Hey.
I'll go first. You know what? I felt like they made it look really easy, but I felt like some of the steps were really difficult. And because he's so, you know, tall and lanky, he just kind of glided through that ballroom, honey. I was digging it. I feel like what really made me laugh, though, is when Bruno called him the king of the Cotton Club. Y'all had this.
We go, what?
I was like, what?
I'm like, no, the Cotton Club was a real place. It's not a racial thing.
Uneducated.
but I liked it. I enjoyed that.
I thought it was good. I expected a little bit more. I've seen him get into his character a little bit more. So I think that was like lacking just a little bit for me. And he just looked like a little bit uncomfortable. I saw the Hamburglar hands, which, you know, I'm like the biggest. There's one thing you can't slide past me. It's a Hamburglar hand. So
you are like the Carrie Ann of the panel.
I did see that. But other than that, I love his spirit. You know, sad about the end of the night. But hey,
we'll get there.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. So overall good, but yeah.
What'd you think, Tara?
No, I liked it. I liked in the package. I liked the dynamic between him and Cheryl. I love that she was like cracking the whip in practices, and I thought that her coaching style really worked well for him. Mm-hmm. He seemed like he's definitely improved. I agreed with Len. I don't know if he was, in my opinion, the most improved, because Len was saying he was, you know, the contestant that has improved the most since the beginning of the season. I don't know if I necessarily agreed with that, but I thought that he definitely has improved a lot, and I thought it was a solid performance.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of with you, Teague. I wasn't too into this. I thought he did keep up, but I agree with you. He, to me, wasn't in character, like, and almost in the package, like, he was a little, like, almost irritated. He was doing the Charleston. He's like, I don't know what this is. This is fast. And, like, I kind of saw it on his face.
I agree.
He just didn't seem into it. And I think that distracted me from the fact that he was doing the quick footsteps.
Yeah, I'm going to quickly hop in if that's okay, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
It's Jeff in the booth, as always. I think for me, like, the thing he had the choreography down pat. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought his choreography was amazing, but it was just the spirit of the dance. Like, I don't think he had the essence of what a Charleston actually is. I think a Charleston demands a ton of theatricality, which I think, like, theatricality is something I think that probably isn't Tio's strong suit. Because, like, you even look at Drew, who his Charleston choreography was a mess, but I do think he had the essence of the Charleston down a little better.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And you know what else I'll say about that, just to pop in on the last note, is that a lot of times when you have somebody really tall like he is doing the Charleston looks better on people that are a little shorter and a little grounded to the floor, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because they can move a little faster and a little quicker. He was probably frustrated that he couldn't move as fast and as quicker because he is tall.
Right.
And it takes a lot more effort for him to make it, you know, work.
Yeah, I definitely saw it on his face, but the judges apparently didn't. They really liked it. Carrie Ann light on his feet. Bruno said it was priceless. He's still a star rising. And Lynn even said no one has improved as much as him, and they gave him 3 9s for a total of 27. Does everyone agree with that?
I did.
I think it was a little bit overscored. Just a teeny little bit.
I think an 8 would have should have slid in there, maybe.
To like some of his, like if you're just comparing him to him, I thought that the scores were
adequate.
I think it was good. Yeah. I think when was it Bruno that said he's most improved? Mm-hmm. I think what the biggest improvement that I've noticed from him is his personality.
I agree.
You know, he just seems like very grateful to be there. The first week, I think he was like, what did I sign myself up for? And now, you know, and now I feel like he really appreciates it. And so I think that's the biggest thing I saw from him was his character kind of.
Yeah. Definitely agree with that. Next up, Drew and Emma had a waltz, and I love this. I thought it was beautiful. Yeah. I thought it was elegant. I mean, he did have a few, I feel like, maybe like a slip up or two, but I mean, I felt their connection, and I just loved it. And apparently the judges didn't, but what did you guys think?
Well, so I think that he definitely is my most improved dancer of the season.
What?
Yeah.
I think
yes, I think he has come night and day from like where he started. He was, you know, not the best in the beginning, and I think that he's made some really big strides. I wasn't really paying attention to his feet, and I know that he was getting a lot of comments about like his feet being stiff.
Yeah, I wrote a note that I didn't even notice.
But I think I was distracted. I was so distracted by his like tribute to his fiance.
I think the package got me, and I was like, oh my god, it's a love story. Like, I see the connection.
Okay. All right, lovebirds, let's get down to business. I'm sorry. Gonna hit you with the flat-footed note. You know, he was a little bit flat, not even just a little bit, he was flat-footed. And that was really distracting for me. I couldn't get past that. And when they said that, I think Bruno said he was blocky. I totally agree with that, unfortunately. Mm. The bottom half of his body, I mean, I get it. If you got a big body like that, it's hard to, like, keep everything. I mean, you kind of lose an arm and, you know, I don't know. I'm sure that's hard. I don't have the biggest.
I'm the shortest thing up here, so don't look at me for support
on that one.
I can't speak to that. I don't know.
He's got a lot to control. I get that, but,
Okay, I'm on the Morgan train with this one.
I really loved
this dance. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I was into the package like y'all were. I was totally about it. But I love what I love the most about this dance is that Drew, to me, exuded that he was really had really grown into his partnership as a dance partner. Mm-hmm. Like, he was really there for her. They had those wonderful spins where he spinned her on the floor and she was twirling around. I was like, yes, Drew. He was giving me life with that. But he did have some issues holding his frame. Mm-hmm. He was a little blocky, like Teague said. But those are little things. I mean, when you start nitpicking, and that means that you have improved and that you're kind of good. But I really felt like he got underscored.
Absolutely.
I was kind of salty about that.
He did.
I think that was right.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Teague.
Hey, I know you guys are all against me, but I think that
I'm sipping.
Hey,
you said that to you.
I think that the scores made sense. I think, you know, we all love Drew. It's cool, but we're getting down to, it's week 8. You know,
my thing is, like,
serious.
I'm fine with them scoring him that, but then I think, like, Victoria and Val should have been scored lower because a lot of other people who compared to Drew and Emma, I don't think did as well, but scored a lot higher. So I'm a little confused where the 7s came with everyone else kind of got 8s. Or like, and other ones, but
yeah,
that's a good point. They have their reasons.
Somebody in the chat room said he survived, but this is his last week.
yeah,
Well, I thought last week was his last week.
He keeps slipping by.
I think he has a really big following because everybody loves
that show. It's a reality show. That Property Brothers show.
Property Brothers.
My mother watches that show every time it comes on.
We have to think of the demographic that probably watches Property Brothers and Dancing with the Stars.
It's like probably pretty similar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he might be the surprise.
We'll see. But we'll move on from him. We have so much to talk about. Next up, Victoria and Val with an Argentine tango. I know she struggled with the sexiness, and I just didn't really buy it. I don't know if you guys felt the same way. I like the dance. I think she did okay, but I just don't think this was her night. I think she was off in both of her dances. It just didn't feel like her. I don't know if she was uncomfortable being sexy I'm sure the spasm really did affect her.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think her having that back spasm in rehearsal really kind of diminished her confidence for the night.
And you can see it.
You can see the kinesio tape all over her. She looked like, you know, a checkerboard with the kinesio tape all up and down her knees and all up and down her back and the back of her legs. I felt for homegirl because that's
rough.
It's hard. I've had that happen when you get that back spasm and you can't breathe and it just... It's debilitating. Yeah. It is. So I felt bad for her. I really did.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad. And, you know, I think that one of the biggest things for me that was distracting were the eyes. And I like that the judges brought that up because it just looked very, you know, she wanted to give this, you know, sexy. The smolder. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it from her. But I think she was just looking down and questioning herself. And I could see that the injury that she's most recently, you know, dealing with kept her very stiff. They said that they did
comment on her acting. They said that that's the one thing for them that's lacking, and they can't give her bonus points because she has the condition that she has.
I appreciate that, though. You know, at least they're being very realistic and being fair.
Yeah.
So, you know. But you know what? I mean, think about how scary that would be. I mean, given everything she's overcome and, like, that getting, like, a spasm, I'm sure, just, like, brought her back to, like, so much trauma that she's experienced. And, I mean, I think she would be, like, superhuman if she could just, like, snap out of that and, like, get into character. I don't know. I feel like...
I'm really glad that they addressed last week. Remember we said it was just kind of awkward with Val and her? And then I'm so happy that in that package they said, you know, I was a little bit off last week. We were having a little bit of a, like, you know, we weren't on the same page. I'm glad that they addressed that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think we haven't seen her personality the way... For the first few weeks, we were like, oh, my gosh, this girl is everyone's
bubbly.
Bubbly. And I agree. She feels so dampened now.
But you know, this always happens on Dancing with the Stars when we get close to the semifinals and the finals. People start feeling that pressure. They start, you know, doubting themselves.
I mean, look at Frankie. Well, like, every package, Frankie is doubting himself.
Exhausted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And that, like, too. They're exhausted. They're doing more than one dance. They're doing trios. Yeah, it's all going on.
Think about everything, like, her body has been through. And, like, I'm sure this is just... probably taking a toll, maybe. So
it's
maybe
stressful.
She's just stressed out.
I think you can see it. Don't you guys feel like the choreography was a bit of a B for this Argentinian tango? Argentine? Or did you guys like the choreo? I just felt like maybe it was a choreo problem.
I mean, it could be because Val's been, I will say, the last couple weeks, Val's been
letting me down a little bit with this choreo. I don't. Maybe I'm in the minority.
That's been in the group chat, too. We've talked about that in the comments. Yeah. People have agreed with that. I think it's been...
I mean, it's okay. It's not stand out.
I've liked Val's choreography more in other seasons, but
it could be that he's maybe
struggling to work with what she has with her legs. Like,
right?
Totally. Maybe that
and it's
affects
stressful
the choreo
for him too. It's stressful for him too. Like, in addition to Val having to dance with the star every week, he has to choreograph the routine. He has to pick out the costumes. He has to decide what the lighting and everything. There's a lot on him pressure wise too. So, you know, everybody's just feeling the pressure.
Well, the judges kind of agreed with our comments. Carrie Ann, she dropped her eyes too much. Lynn said he didn't get transported. And then Bruno made a good point that she needed to act the part, which I really agreed with. So 3-8 for a total of 24. Fair.
Yeah.
I think fair.
Next.
Moving on. Okay, Lindsay and Mark with a samba. I have very mixed emotions about this. Like, I want to like it, but there were some parts, and I know we brought this up, like, when they were flailing the arms. Did we ever figure out what that was called?
No, but anytime me and Carla, we were talking about, we've done it a lot in routines, it's slower and you're down to the ground.
You're
boom, 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 boom.
I've heard them called arm circles is what I've heard them called
No,
before.
It's not arm circles.
I don't know if it's arm circles. No. I think the biggest thing I think the biggest part of that move, though, is you're down to the ground and you're in plié. I think that they did it too quick and it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What,
nah. It was weird. It was fast because mm-hmm. their arms didn't, like, they didn't have the full,
what do you call it? Like, you release your back.
Yeah, it's like, it's like your back and your head goes.
African arm circles? African arm circles?
Okay, thank you.
Everyone's like shading Jeff and he's like, I was right.
Don't be gloating.
But I mean, it was such an original performance.
It was very, very, creative, very unique.
Especially
I will
for
say
a
that.
Samba, that was totally unique. But yeah, I thought she was another one that just didn't seem as confident.
I feel like she wasn't on the same level that she normally is. Yeah, I was like, is this Lindsay? It just didn't feel like a Lindsay and Mark dance to me.
I agree.
Which was really interesting because the comments that they gave, Lynn said that it was full of rhythm and full of imagination. I'm like, okay. He said he loved the running promenade. I'm like, okay. And then, but Bruno made me laugh because Bruno always makes me laugh when he said it was like the samba presented by Barnum and Bailey Circus. I'm like, okay, you're wrong for that. And, but he's the only one out of the three that really, really, really liked it. And then Carrie Ann was like, it brought out her inner Beyonce. I'm like, yeah, no, Carrie Ann. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And she said that she agreed more with Lynn, but she thought it was brilliant and fantastic. I'm with y'all. I was like, that did not knock my socks off. I was like,
no, it was very average. When she started in the costume, I was like, yes, this is gonna be a good
one. I know, we were so excited, and then it started,
so
and we were like,
and then a little bit underwhelmed. I think the tempo wasn't my favorite either.
The music choice I didn't agree with.
The music choice wasn't happening. I liked the setting that they created with the costumes and the lights. And
it
the
had
set,
so much
but,
potential, but it kind of fell flat.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Agreed. It was a cool concept, but kind of just.
Absolutely.
Womp womp.
Mm-hmm.
But the judges, a 9, an 8 from Len, and then another 9 for a total of 26, which, I mean, it was good. So I guess I agree with that. It wasn't their top.
No.
But it wasn't.
But they like
bad.
Her, so they're not going to be
right.
like, you know,
they're
super
not going
to
give her all 8s.
No. Mm-hmm. We love her, too. Like, we love her, but.
Yeah,
just
I love
my,
her.
That wasn't my favorite dance.
Agreed.
From
agreed.
Her.
Agreed.
Next up, Frankie and Whitney with a Viennese waltz. Is it just me? Did everyone kind of seem a little off in the individual dances? I feel like, I mean, minus Jordan Lindsay, okay, they're perfect. But everyone we've talked about, I'm just like, it wasn't maybe, their best tonight.
Yeah, maybe it was like they were just so focused on the trios because mm-hmm. that was like the more challenging of the two dances. So
yeah.
like they kind of didn't train as hard or something.
That could be
I think they all trained hard. But what I think happened is they were distracted by having to do that trio dance.
Yeah.
Like, usually when they have more than one dance, they focus on one dance at a time. But because you're dancing with two, and it's usually just you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dancing with two people as opposed to one, there's a lot going on in your brain with that because you got to match the other person. Which brings me to this point, which Jeff brought up. Any other season of Dancing with the Stars, it's usually two pros.
Yes.
And the dancer. And they brought these celebrities in, which I don't think that was... And
I agree.
Jeff and I agree on this one. I don't think that was a great idea. Because what it did is that it accentuated the things that were weak about the celebrities to me.
Absolutely.
Like Drew and Rashad, really?
Yeah. Well, we'll get to all that later.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. No, I think that's definitely something we need to talk about. But just going back to Frankie and Whitney, I think for the first time... And I guess I've noticed that Frankie's smaller in the season, but I think this time, for some reason, he just looked short this week. And not in a bad way, but I think that the judges were right when they said a lot of the movement, his knees were bent, and he just looked...
Yeah, he wasn't elongating.
He didn't look like, the lead that he could be. When he lost control of Whitney, I think that was evident. I thought it was a good dance. I think he always does well. But I think the weirdest part about this whole their topic was when Aaron was like, "So you're gonna take your shirt off next week,
Aaron?
I don't know.
What are you doing tonight?"
Especially, and Jeff mentioned this, like with all the crazy stuff that's going on in Hollywood right now. Like, if a girl, you know, if we were to say that to a girl, Jeff was like, you know,
yikes,
a girl. hey, mm-hmm. we're going to see some leg next week. That would not fly. You know, I just feel like it was a little bit of a weird comment.
Personally. Well, especially yeah. because he was so, like, hesitant to it. Like,
and it made me feel uncomfortable.
It, you know? It made me feel weird. Like,
so I guess we'll see next week. You know, they're probably, you know what? He's going to wear one of those t-shirts that has, like, a bud on it.
Yeah.
Mark my words, calling it now.
Oh, that would, yeah. be, that would be
that
funny.
Would be funny.
Yeah, that would be funny.
But I just think in the Harvey Weinstein age of things, that they might want to tone that down.
Right. Everybody's sensitive right now.
Is going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, and she made a, we'll get to her strange comments.
It's not her fault, though. That was a production thing. That was.
So she had to comment on
they
that.
They had a clip already put in the rundown, so I think that wasn't totally her fault. But I will admit, it just felt awkward, and I was just like, I felt uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like,
well, poor Frankie.
He looked so uncomfortable.
He turned the shade of a tomato. I was like, poor Frankie. No, you're not even going to tell him you're playing this.
I want to really quickly bring up, a lot of people in the chat are like, what makes Frankie different from asking Terrell or Drew to do it?
It doesn't.
But yeah, exactly. The point wasn't that. It's the person. It's the fact that Frankie seemed uncomfortable with it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I do think, I don't want to get on a soapbox, but if you live in LA right now, there's kind of a heightened sense of just sensitivity around harassment. And I don't want to get on a soapbox, and I know this is about the after show, but I do think it's important to be careful with double standards. Mm-hmm. And if a guy is feeling uncomfortable with being like having sexuality pushed on them, I just think it's something we should also try to keep in check. And I don't know if any of you guys had the commercial with Cristiano Ronaldo. coming out of a hotel room, having photos taken of him. I don't know. That
so
might have only been West
weird.
Coast. But
yeah, that was weird. Totally
in
weird.
Context of Aaron Andrews having suffered from a non-consensual hotel incident with pictures and video, it's a weird commercial to air during a broadcast of Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely.
But that's a bit off topic. We get back to the show.
Ditto.
But,
Absolutely. No, it's such a good point, Jeff. Yeah.
They weren't thinking tonight. But back to the scores of that. It was okay. Bruno said there was a wonderful flow of movement. I mean, the judges liked it. It was a 9 and 8 from Len and a 9 for a total of 26. Mm. It was kind of funny, though, that I wrote down, I'm telling the truth, my little sausage, when Lynn told that to Carrie Ann. I was like, Lynn,
That's such a British thing. Sausage. That's just a British thing.
So, I mean, I kind of agreed with him, so.
Everyone was a little awkward tonight.
Yeah. This was just
At least there were no bats falling from the sky. Can I get an amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen. In terms of bats. Under control
No more
tonight.
Grim Reaper. I'm down.
Yeah, I will say, I like this without the gimmicks tonight. It was very, I'm like, oh.
Yes, the opening
we get to watch
was
dances.
My favorite.
The opening was great.
Yes.
There was no hokey things.
No.
Good job.
Yeah, true.
But moving on, just to such a perfect dance. Jordan and Lindsay did a quick step.
Mm-hmm.
Literally all, I wrote perfection. Just flawless.
It was insane.
It was so creative.
So his leap was actually higher than hers.
Which is insane.
What?
Which is,
I mean the kid is insane. That was insane. I know, Carly, you mentioned the lighting.
The lighting was hurting my eyes.
It was hurting my eyes. It was just way too. I mean, I get what they were going for, but it was just way too much psychedelic action for me. Like I literally had to just watch the TV like this and concentrate on those blue costumes to not let the circles like jack my eyes up. It's like when you go to a movie theater or a dance floor and they have that strobe light happening. I can't.
Yeah.
It was too much. I mean, I can, but too much. It was too
much. That routine, though, was seriously so complicated. And he makes everything look so easy.
Perfectly.
It's, like, crazy. I mean, that's how you know how talented he is, because you watch him and you're just like, whoa, okay, he looks like a pro, A. And B, he just, it, like, comes together so clean and so perfectly that it's, like, he could do it in his
What always blows me with Jordan is his ability to work a camera. I mean, I know, I feel like he's had more theatrical experience than TV experience. I might be wrong there, but he knows his angles so well.
He was on a TV show for years.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it a multicam, though, or was it a single cam? I'm amazed.
I don't know which one it was, but it doesn't matter. He's still on camera, so you're absolutely right. He knows how to work his angles and find his key light.
I've been pro Lindsay Sterling this whole season, but tonight I was like, Jordan should win the show. Like, this
once we get to his trio, boy.
I think this is an interesting point, though, too. I think he's gotten a little bit of flack. I think people are, you know, a little bit upset about how confident he is and, you know, how much training he has. I know I've seen that a lot in the chats. So I think sometimes when he says, like, they expect more because I'm like, ooh, maybe just, like, don't say that because.
Humble pie.
I think people are kind of waiting to be like, oh, man, too much. But I think, obviously, you can't deny his talent. He's insane. insane.
That well, he got a standing O from Lynn.
Yeah.
So which is that. pretty impressive. And, I mean, the judges just thought exactly what we thought, that it was brilliant. Lynn, standing ovation. I mean, that itself tells you how good that dance is.
And he said nothing. He just stood up. That was it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lynn, what would there be to critique about that? I mean, I couldn't see anything. So they got 3 tens, 4:30. I mean, give him an 11. I don't know. That was great.
it almost just feels like even in the chat, they're just saying, you know, it's like, I don't even know if I want to watch because they're perfect. You know, it's like, so I do admit, you know, it kind of feels like we just brought in this troupe to dance for a minute.
But in all fairness to Jordan, every season they have somebody that has dance experience. Kelly Monaco.
Corbin Bleu.
Yes, Kelly Monaco, who was the first winner of Dancing with the Stars, had dance experience, and she won. And people were complaining about her. So they have one or two people every season that have dance experience.
Yeah.
And I guess they do it to just break it up and make it a more interesting season. I'm not quite sure, but it happens every year.
Dead. I almost feel like they have to do it because they have to have some of those like wow amazingness, you know? Exactly. Like I feel like if they didn't have somebody with some dance background, we'd be seeing
a bunch of Drews.
Like you
want to
have a
bunch,
And you know how Teague feels about that.
That'd
right?
be tough to watch. Is all I'm saying.
I can't. You know, look when Zendaya was on there. When Zendaya was on there, she caught flack because they were like, "Well, her show is called Shake It Up, and she's a dancer." You got to have somebody on there that's a dancer just to break up the monotony of watching a bunch of people that are flat-footed.
You're so right.
You want different skill sets and, like, different strengths because, it would be so repetitive.
Boring,
It really would.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the trios.
Yay!
It's exciting.
So fun. So first up, T.O., Cheryl, and Kelly Monaco, who was the first winner ever.
Yeah.
This dance. They did a rumba. Okay, I'm just thinking about this. He was so feminine. Just, I don't really know what to say. I'll let y'all start about this. But the movement. And even, Jeff summed this up, and I felt like very well. Christina Aguilera, circa 1998. It's kind of the vibes I was getting.
I thought he was giving you Prince.
Okay.
I thought he was giving you Prince cream on top. That's what I thought he was giving. And it was making me chuckle more than anything else. I'm like, ugh.
You know, I was excited because he's such a burly guy. And I wanted, like, something masculine and I'm going to take control. But he was, like, another lady. And he was, like, swinging those hips. And he was like, I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. And that's what I was getting.
She said, I'm a genie in a bottle.
And they were all wearing pink. I'm sorry. I thought it was just too much hip action.
Right.
And He did it well. He did it well, but I just, you know.
Maybe he was... I wanted just kind of intimidated by being.
See,
in the middle.
I feel like he wasn't. He didn't look intimidated. Maybe it was the choreography because I know even the judges said they would have liked to see more choreography. It was well performed, but I was just like, I just see a lot of you shaking your hips, doing some body rolls.
I felt like he was
like
flirting.
Awkwardly sexual.
Yeah, I felt like he was flirting with Kelly.
Sexual tension.
But there was not dancing really.
I know.
You were like, make it stop. Just like focus on what you're doing and do that later.
Right. I felt like he was. Flirting with Kelly Monaco because she said that if they got all 10, she would go out with him. So he was like, I'm going to make her want me whether I get these 10s or not.
Well, you didn't get the 10s.
For me, I don't know. But, last time I checked, this is not going to do it for me.
No.
I don't know.
I have a question for you. The rumba is so interesting to me because the line between guys with hip action who really look masculine and guys with hip action who really look feminine is such a blurry line.
True.
What do you think? How do you do the rumba as a guy and kind of exude an alpha energy rather than kind of what I thought was kind of feminine today?
I think you use your hands more and it's more like it's a sharper movement.
Yeah.
Opposed to it like just letting it all go. You know, I want a hip. You can still do a hip and make it sharp.
Watch Val and Max. They'll show you what a masculine.
They'll show you what a masculine rumba is. Like dippy and twirly.
It's a little too flowy.
Yeah.
He was still giving me Prince cream on top.
But I think 8s across the board. Right on.
The judges. 3 8s for a total of 24.
Yeah.
They all basically said, I mean, it was sexy, but more rumba.
More content.
Moving on, Drew Emin, Rashad. I love Rashad. Let's say that 8 million times. I adore him. Uh-huh. But they did a cha-cha, and, you know, I thought he kept up with it. I thought it was a cute dance. It was fun. But,
you're putting Drew with Rashad. I mean, you're going to have to compare the two, and he's not going to be able to live up to Rashad.
We sat there at one point. I'm so go ahead, Tara.
Okay. Well, I honestly was a little nervous when I saw who he was paired up with. I was like, uh-oh. But actually, I thought he did better than I thought he would. I mean, Rashad was the winner last season. He's obviously amazing, has a ton of swag. And, I mean, Drew is as white as you can get. Like, I mean, he lacks some of the natural.
Yes, he lacks a lot of natural.
So, but I thought that he did great, and they were in sync for most of the dance, and I liked it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say something. So,
Teague's face.
Because like, you know it's coming. So, this is the thing. Yes, he naturally dances well, but he's a football player, so they dance on the floor. It's not because he's black or anything like that. It's just that, you know, he's a football player, so they got to dance around on the field and do their thing like that. Mm. But we all agreed at the fact that when they first started dancing, they were hiding him in the back a lot.
Oh, yeah, there was so much glitter in those scenes.
More glitter on Drew. More glitter on Drew.
Glitter, 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 glitter. Okay, so here's my thing. When he did that body roll, I just want to do a demonstration. So he didn't start at his head. He done started at his neck. So it was like. I think that was the problem.
There you go.
I love Drew. I feel bad. I keep giving him trouble. But I think he's really great. But I think this is where your point is really valid. That when you put someone with Rashad with Drew, it's just not fair to Drew.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, like that's what it takes to win. And I don't know if Drew has it if he can't do that body roll.
Like put Drew with I just mind blanked. So in the baseball player from last season.
David Ross.
Yes. Like, Drew and David would be a little more of a fair combo.
Oh, no. That would have been... Ooh, child. That would have been, like, thing one and thing two. Come on, now.
But, you know, like, it would be a little more even. You wouldn't be comparing, like, Drew to, like, this superstar.
Oh, Morgan, right. You are wrong for that. You know that would have been, like, thing one and thing two.
Okay, maybe that's, like, kind of bad for comparing the two.
I do think it's a matter of conditioning, though.
That made me lightheaded.
As viewers, we're conditioned to watch the pros in one category and the contestants in another category, right? We don't watch the pros to judge them because they're the frame by which we judge the contestants. So when you put two contestants and one pro in the same dance, we're just conditioned to judge both of the contestants, not only individually but against each other. So I think this was an interesting production choice to pair, two contestants with one pro, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Also, they were wearing the same outfit, and it just looked drastically different on both of them. I mean, Drew looked like he was, like, you know, in, like, a big costume
he
that his dad...
He's a pawn shop owner.
Okay, like a pawn shop owner was the exact detail that I went into. But then Rashad looked like he was, like, swag. You know, swagging. He looked great. Like, he could wear that anywhere, you know. So,
yeah, it just wasn't a great comparison, but I mean the scores were decent, so a 9, an 8, and 8 for a total of 25. So I mean I think that the judges liked it, but I mean it's hard to keep up with Rashad, so
yeah, it's almost not fair. And his abs coming through the shirt in the practice, I'm like, whoa,
I'm like boom boom boom, okay Rashad,
settle down
mama, settle down.
All right, next up, Victoria Val and Lori Hernandez did a drive. This one just fell flat for me. To me, it was just, I mean, she lacked all confidence in this. I really think it could have been the spasm, but it was just kind of a hot mess, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I loved the start, though. Like, I loved the underlying message of, like, sharing the limelight and...
The concept was cute.
The concept was cute, but then, she was off, and her footwork was just kind of all over the place, and just, it wasn't very sharp. It was disappointing.
I wasn't feeling that concept.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling that dance. I wasn't feeling her in that dance. Mm-hmm. I felt like this was another instance, like with Rashad, that the former champion shined more than the celebrity in the season did. Because Lori Hernandez, she just has all that energy. They just had that showmanship. They're just like, hey, I'm out here, I'm dancing, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
And Victoria... was so concerned about her injury, which she should be, mm-hmm. that I don't think she could concentrate properly to pull off the dance the way that she needed to for it to be a little bit more effective. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted her to do well, but I just could see she felt uncomfortable. And even, like, the black tape on the back was very distracting.
I'm nude.
Like,
do nude tape. Like,
you got any nude back there? Right. Can we put foundation on it for the show? I mean, I just...
Foundation on the butt.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that.
Do they really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you yeah put foundation on the back.
To hide band-aids, to hide stuff. Like, yeah, I mean...
Just nude.
I just
but
feel
how about
like,
just get some kinesio tape just to color her chin?
Yeah,
costume, maybe, you know?
It just... felt very, like, she was playing it safe and she felt uncomfortable, and then I felt uncomfortable, and then I was just, like, waiting for mm-hmm. something to happen. You know, I don't know.
When mm-hmm. I think the judges hit the nail on the head, I think it was Carrie Ann said she wasn't sure how to act alone, which was, she looked so uncomfortable and absolutely. So awkward as soon as Lori went to go dance.
Absolutely.
So it's just, like, I think her, she was just off tonight. I don't think she's figured out how to, you know, get fully in character, or maybe that was just tonight, but, yeah, this was
rough.
Slacking for me.
Yeah, I mean, she's been so much better at the beginning of the season. And, like, in every other episode, I think. Mm-hmm. I think tonight was just, she was really struggling. Because I think that injury, like, freaked the crap out of her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you could see, like, it was even stressing her parents out in the audience. I think they kept panning to the parents. And the dad even had, like, a little bit of a tear in his eye. Oof. You know, I'm sure they're really proud of her, but I'm sure they're just as on edge.
I'm sure
they're
terrified.
Too,
so. I'm sure part of her is, like, wondering if she should even be doing this, maybe. You know,
yeah,
like
you have
she's
to wonder
pushing
if
it's
okay
much.
For her body. Yeah.
Because I think at some point during the evening, didn't they say that spasms is how her condition started in the first place?
Yes.
So it freaked her out. It mentally just messed with her. And
totally.
Back spasms are nothing to mess with because it makes your whole body just freeze up.
Mm. Well, especially mm-hmm. if you've been paralyzed before. It's like.
Well, and then there's that. So thank goodness that's never happened to any of us. But
seriously.
I feel for her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
It's rough. But the judges, 3-8, total of 24.
I mean, I kind of felt bad for the judges because it's like, given the circumstances, like, how do you even
Yeah, it's
judge?
Like, you want to be tough because it wasn't, the dance wasn't that great, but she's, know. You know, kind of dealing with an injury and all that stuff.
You
so.
Brought up a good point, Morgan, though, that in the context of Drew's score, this was overscored. I hate to say it because Victoria's spirit and her energy is so wonderful. I love her so much. But I think someone brought up a good point earlier, just quickly about the Drew thing we've been talking about. Without Nikki, I wonder if the judges needed to find a new weak link. That was Joseph Boza in the chat. I said it during the show. I feel like Drew got Nikki'd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he
yeah.
was underscored. And I think every episode they kind of need the low end of the leaderboard. They need the weak link. And I kind of think they forced that on Drew a little bit this week, especially in the context of this trio, which I thought was a struggle for Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a 7 should have been tossed in there, but... Well,
yeah, there was that.
There was that. Next. Okay, Mark, Lindsay, and Christy did a jazz. I thought this was fantastic. I thought it was sharp, clean, elegant. Wasn't a fan of the music, but what can you do? And I think this is the first time out of the trios I didn't compare the two, like, side by side. I was like, they were an equal match. I wasn't distracted by that. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I thought they were perfectly matched, and they were really in sync, and it was just a beautiful performance.
I thought that Whitney, I mean, God, Whitney's incredible, and she's just stunning all around, but I think she did such an awesome job at showing, you know, everybody's strengths in that dance, and she makes her dances so well for her partners. So I think that was the biggest thing that I noticed, and I think it all worked really well because of her choreography.
You know, I did not share the enthusiasm.
Really?
Enthusiasm with the three of y'all, but
interesting.
There's that. There's that.
I mean, well, the judges really liked this. I mean, a 10, a 9, a 9, total of 28. So, I mean, we got a 10 in there from Carrie Ann. She said it was classic, clean, and spot on. So they did something right with that
one. I loved it. And I loved the Carlton move, like the little Carlton call, and then they'll... Oh, I thought that was so cute. Mm-hmm. I thought
that
the whole thing
like.
Was, yeah.
Wait, guys, are we talking about?
Tiga, you're ahead one.
I thought we were talking
you
about.
You guys, I'm
Lindsay.
Sorry, I'm dumb. I am talking about.
You had a blonde moment.
Where are you right now?
Looking at our notes.
Oh,
shoot. Tiga's like, Derek Hough.
I know.
She's
Oprah,
like, Derek Hough and Julie Ann really did their thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oprah Winfrey was real good this episode.
I agree with your comments for the next one.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. My notes are. Ooh. Scrabbly.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right, well, let's move on to the one that you are talking about.
We'll get on your page.
I'm sorry,
Frankie,
guys.
Whitney, and Alfonso.
I mean, yeah.
I agree with you. So good.
Yeah, but Whitney's
Whitney's choreography was flawless on that. And they threw in the Carlton. So, yeah. I agree with
And then
your
they
comments.
Stopped it.
But, okay, something that I have to just disagree with the judges about was when Kenyon was saying that Frankie looked nervous. Did you guys think he looked nervous?
No.
I didn't. I thought he kind of came out there. Maybe the first second. And then I was just really impressed with the dance.
No,
but
I didn't.
And I feel like a lot of them said that. Or maybe it was just Carrion that said she looked... He looked intimidated.
She was the only one saying that, but y'all, that was my favorite pair.
Me too.
That was one of my favorite pairs because they looked like they danced the same. Like they had the same kind of little short bodies, the same energy, and they had so much in common. I loved it. I thought it was
finally
great.
You're good. I thought you were against me when I was saying that about Frankie, Whitney, and Alfonso. I'm like, how did you not love that?
I know I've been the Grinch at this evening, but I did like that one.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you would. Say.
Of course.
So, I could repeat what I just said, but Whitney, it really is a star. And she really choreographed that perfectly.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
everything worked. I mean, the music, the choreography, the costumes, the pairings. It was great.
I think Alfonso and Frankie are both just like swaggy goofballs, if that makes sense.
It's
like,
a good word to describe them.
Yeah.
Like they're like seemingly goofballs and then they like bring it when they dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which,
totally.
In the scores, 3 9s, total of 27. I was a little disappointed there was no 10. Yes.
Yeah, they should have definitely got a 10 because they worked that out.
That was really good.
I think so, too.
They worked that out. But I think they probably did get a 10 because Lynn read Frankie about in the package. He like imitated him. He's like, I'm not that great of a dancer.
Frankie's got to step it up with the confidence in the packages.
Yeah.
I think
Frankie, stop doing that.
Yeah, I think he's got to stop.
He likes that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
I'm sure
that's self-deprecating humor.
Yeah.
Well, it's not working.
No.
Right,
okay.
But he, like, takes it to a whole nother level, so it's, like, not even funny.
When I feel like every package is kind of that. Like, he says the same thing. He's like, oh, I'm not that confident this week. I'm like, no, just lie. Just lie to us, and we'll believe it, because you do good.
Yeah, this stage, come on. Yeah.
But we'll see next week. Moving on, last dance of the night, Jordan, Whitney,
insane.
Corbin, Salsa. Probably my favorite dance of the whole entire season. But
yes.
Go ahead, guys. Take it away.
I mean, the fire, the costumes, they were so in sync. And they also, too, Corbin and Jordan are like the same person.
Right.
Even on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. I think it was just actually hilarious from the, when the flames went up, I was like, oh, this is about to be really good. And when they jumped off the stairs and their slide swag,
they
forward
worked that out. They worked that out, but that lip, that one lip,
I want to replay
the lift
that.
Where she, I wish we could replay the lift where she was sitting on the shoulder and then she flipped over into that cartwheel. What?
You know
how hard that is?
I know. Mm-hmm.
But it looks so easy.
It looked like
it looked easy. Oh, like,
sure.
No big deal.
They worked that out. That was
so good.
Permanently, if I tried to do that.
Carrie Ann said, it was sick.
It was sick.
No
words.
Yeah,
totally.
No words.
And scores totally deserved 3 10s, total of 30. I think that was the only trio that got a perfect score, so... Well deserved.
Yes, it was.
Oh, they did get a perfect score.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's that.
Jordan got two perfect scores.
Yeah,
tonight,
two perfect scores.
There we go.
Insane.
Yeah. Well, the trio, though. You were right, Morgan. Yes. The only trio to get a perfect score. I was just commenting. I think this was a double perfect score night for Jordan,
which is well deserved,
I think.
He did deserve it. Whitney outdid herself with that choreography tonight, though. I'm saying.
She's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Whitney.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
But also Whitney. Whitney did good, too.
Yeah. Agreed.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll move on to who went home. Oh, I was very surprised by our bottom two. So it ended up being Frankie, Whitney, and Tio and Cheryl, which I really thought it'd be Drew and Emma. But
yep, we said that. But the chat room was right because the chat room said that Tio was gone.
You guys knew.
That's what they said.
You guys know.
Y'all called it out.
I kind of had a feeling, and honestly, like I said before, I think Drew, you guys, has like a crazy fan base out there.
I mean,
I think that's what's saving him.
That reality show fan base is no joke.
Love Property Brothers.
Yeah.
I love Property Brothers.
Everyone of all ages loves Property Brothers.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
I mean, it's showing in the voting, but then... Sadly, Tio and Cheryl went home, but I mean, between Frankie and Tio, I mean, I think it's obvious
that Tio would have gone, maybe? You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because Frankie's had a couple of weeks that were not so stellar.
Yeah, I forget about the Smurf wig.
Don't forget about that turn on the floor.
The wig and the skirt. That is true.
Between that Jolly Green Giant look.
Whereas Terrell has, like, you know, consistently gotten better, whereas, like, Frankie's like, been a little,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I swear, y'all, I really do have, like, Sprite in this cup.
Man.
I was sad to see Tio go.
I was, too. I loved him and Cheryl. I think they grew so much. At first, I was like, I really don't like Tio. And then by the end of it, I was.
I remember you were not having him.
I was not on Team Tio. Either.
But. He has gotten so much better and like opened up. He's kind of softened up. Mm-hmm. I feel like the show has been really good for him.
That memorable week show.
Yeah.
I think that's a turning point for him.
Agreed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sad to see him go, but I do think he like really grew through this experience, Absolutely. Which is what it's about. Yes. Kind of. Indeed. Yes.
It's a transformative experience.
It is. Not like I've been
Dancing
on it.
Dancing with the Stars.
Well, let's make a quick prediction for next week based on tonight. Who do we think is going home?
After Buzz TV prediction.
Oh, I was like, what is going on?
Like, what the hell was that?
All of our faces. What?
I was like,
I'm taking over this.
At first I was like, welcome, guys. Did they just play us off
Thanks,
air?
Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's nifty. All right, so predictions based on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I mean, obviously it's either I think Victoria and Val. Drew. Oh, really?
I agree.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about think they had a rough night. And, I mean, I according to Drew, it seems like he has the votes. He's not been in the bottom. Or at least this week.
I want to hear you guys who you think and then who you want, if that makes sense. So who you think will go, but who you think should go home.
I think Victoria and Val. I think Drew should go home, though.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think Victoria and Val will probably go home. I don't know. I think Drew is, like, the dark horse of the competition.
What?
Yeah, I think he's gotten so much
There's
better.
There's always one.
I think he's gotten so much better, and I think that's what the show is about, is really, like, improving and becoming a better dancer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. But I think Frankie's been a little less consistent, so I think maybe Frankie should go home.
Okay. Mm. I think Drew should probably go home. I think that's a thing. And, I think Victoria and Val might be in a little bit of hot water right now. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure she's connecting as well as she was in the beginning.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like Drew should go home, but I feel like Victoria and Val may end up going home instead. Because I agree with you, Tara, that he has a really strong following online, and that might be what keeps him
But
there.
You guys, like, let's not forget Nikki Bella has a huge following. And that didn't get her.
But that's a different type of following. You know, ain't no 70-year-old ladies watching wrestling. Yeah,
that's true. And a lot of 70-year-olds are watching Property Brothers.
And there's a lot of 70-year-old, 70, 80-year-old women watching Property Brothers.
You're so Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
And I think he probably won over some hearts with his, like, package on his individual dance, too, with, like, how mushy he was.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I feel like that pulled on some heartstrings.
That was cute.
I agree.
Reminded me how single I was. Anyways.
Aren't we all?
Thanks so much for watching, guys. We're so excited to join y'all next week. Keep commenting on the YouTube. We love responding to you guys. You're amazing.
Yes.
I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. Find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette.
And I'm Tara Tenor. You can find me at Tara Tenor.
And I'm Teague Julie Pinko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. We look forward to hearing from you guys in the comments. And thank you so much for being in the chat. You guys are seriously the bomb.
Ditto to what she said. And I am Carla Renato. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.